you are aware of the current generation for which, you know, the whole society is blamed. At the same time, you also find the new generation to be very dynamic, powerful, focused. But they are also at the same time towards too much of digital use. So we find a great challenge in handling and managing them, and then bringing this interest into any one of the subject from any branch that we teach. So it's a very challenging task.
Yes.
Yes. In front of all of us as a teacher.
Yes. So, yes, so current generation is a vast subject, but in brief, I do believe, and I have reasons to believe, every generation is one step ahead. Let's start with that. Not that we are not able to keep pace with the flow of time. And so we begin to feel after a few years, because we are fixed in our ways. So we start believing our ways are the best ways. And this is happening since the time of Plato. Poor fellow, we know what happened to Socrates. And we know what happened to Krishna. Our Krishna, 5,000 years back, Burishrava, all that he tells him, you have corrupted the youth, you are this and you are that. But thank God it was India and Krishna is Krishna. Socrates was given poison. Because, see, understanding youth means basically, or the generation is, flow of time has carried them. We are fixed. They are still fluid, which is something, a big advantage. So we should not fix things in their mind like a forced structure. See what happened in Islam today. Because things are fixed in the mind as a fixed belief system. You can't question. So the result is a decay, decline, degeneration, self-destruction. It's an auto-destruction mode. But how Hinduism survived and grew and will continue to grow? Because it allows questioning quest. So it's so important to keep their quest alive. Let them question. A child who may be very naughty, playing with gadgets is fine as long as he has questions. My worry is about children and adults who believe that after getting some WhatsApp information, they know about things. This is so dangerous. That means they don't know how to process information. They don't know how to convert information into knowledge and knowledge into wisdom. So we have to teach them. We can't tell them, don't see this. He will find a way. You can't even use lock. They know how to open locks and put back the... So all that doesn't work. And even trying to strictly tell them, limit your time, may work for some time. It's a tool. Many tools are going to come. But children must learn, it's an inflow of information from all sides. They must learn how to use that information, how to shift, how to understand, not just through fact check, because fact check is another biased entity. They have gone to that extent. Not through fact check, but simply if you look at information carefully, simply looking at it carefully, so they can be given assignments. And then over a particular thing, you look at it carefully, develop your discerning mind, observe it carefully, you will understand many things. You will know how to convert it into knowledge. And then how to convert? Knowledge is, information is by the senses. Knowledge is the mind processes and converts into knowledge. And the knowledge, how it can be converted by wisdom, that is by something greater than the mind. So they must become aware that there are innate faculties. So their focus should be on development of faculties and capacities. In that context, these things can be brought in as part of life education. That, see, if you are too much on WhatsApp or on the mobile, unless it's part of your work, so that's a keyword, because some people need it now to, you know, for various things. But otherwise, if you are just going on and then going from Instagram to another, to all kinds of things, then you are likely to become scattered in your mind. This must be aware. They don't know. For instance, with regard to pornography, I often tell students that if you go on to pornography, you will lose the emotional capacity to love. You will begin to see a woman as a pleasure object. Or a man nowadays, I mean either ways. So love is something much deeper. So we should discuss with them. There should be life education classes, which are missing everywhere, including, I must say, even in Pondicherry Ashram School. So they should have life education, call it life skills. I prefer the word life education, where every aspect, money, relationship, work, handling gadgets, AI, all these things which are not part of curriculum, but play a very important life in our everyday, that should be discussed as an open-ended discussion, maybe once a week. How one does it? I've been telling this to almost every school. I don't know who has implemented it. It should be done. They don't know. They don't know how to handle money. They don't know its real value. They don't know about relationships. They don't know how to handle a heartbreak. They just follow the law of that moment. So, that's the way forward. Okay? Thank you so much. Wonderful to know all of you.